A U.S. district judge has granted a temporary restraining order against the state of Texas and Governor Greg Abbott. The Department of Justice has sued Abbott over his executive order to stop anyone not in law enforcement from transporting migrants in the state. Over the last few months, Abbott has directed state troopers and the National Guard to arrest thousands of those migrants. Immigration policy is under the purview of the federal government, not states. So how did the governor amass this power, and is it legal? TPR's Paul Flav reports.
The high rates of border crossings have allowed Governor Abbott to launch his own brand of immigration enforcement. And it sounds a lot like someone else's brand.
I will announce next week the plan for the state of Texas to begin building the border wall in the state of Texas.
Abbott has made clear he thinks the federal government was doing a better job under Trump, and so he'll step in. He sent 1,000 state troopers to the border in March, along with some Texas National Guard. It was called Operation Lone Star. According to the governor, they arrested 1,500 people, but referred 35,000 to Customs and Border Protection.
But it's clear that this Operation Lone Star, as prolific as the results have been, it's clear that more is needed.
Using COVID-19 and the increased border crossings as an explanation, Abbott issued a series of executive orders giving Texas the power to arrest, try, and jail border crossers in the state.
Governor Abbott has several times over the past couple months attempted to create his own version of immigration policy and to enforce his own version of immigration policy.
Kate Huddleston is with the ACLU of Texas.
But the Constitution does not allow him to do that. Immigration policy is up to the federal government.
Abbott went on the right-wing Ruthless podcast in June and said not only is he going to continue building the wall, but he's going to arrest as many people as he can for state crimes, like trespassing.
We will first be adding fencing right along the border, which will slow people to some extent, but also it sets up a crime. Anybody coming across the border who in any way tries to damage that fence, they are guilty of two crimes. One is trespassing, the other is vandalism.
And if they catch people for state crimes, they will put them in state jails.
The penalties for those crimes have increased one or two notches. And so these people are subject to immediate jail time that we will be putting these people in jail for a long time because of the crimes they've committed.
He's threatened to close childcare facilities holding undocumented children for the feds. In recent days, he's directed the National Guard to begin enforcing domestic law. And most recently, he told law enforcement to pull over anyone they reasonably suspected of transporting migrants. But is this all legal? Jeffrey Hoffman runs the University of Houston's Immigration Clinic. He says, probably not.
You know, the state of Texas is using state jails to incarcerate immigration violators, arresting people, you know, immigrants under the theory of trespass. These are very, very problematic, and it invites a constitutional catastrophe.
Hoffman just published a piece for the Yale Journal of Regulation saying Arizona tried to pass laws for immigration in 2012, and they lost more than they won. Texas attempts to incrementally usurp federal authority, he says, also likely won't work.
You know, the issue there in Arizona was that immigration enforcement is exclusively a federal matter.
Michael Greenberger at the University of Maryland says Texas is a little different than Arizona, which wrote laws mimicking those federal immigration laws. Texas is using existing laws, which may complicate things. And a state does have its own right to territorial sovereignty.
And I think he would have an argument that he's protecting the sovereignty of the state's borders by having people who are not allowed to come into the state to stay out of the state.
The problem is, says Greenberger, that despite all his executive orders saying he's enforcing state law, he's constantly saying in interviews that he's enforcing federal law because the Biden administration can't. And that sounds a lot like the Arizona case. The Justice Department has urged the governor to rescind his most recent executive order, saying it's, quote, dangerous and unlawful. The executive order directs state police to pull over and impound cars transporting undocumented immigrants if there is a reasonable suspicion. It's so vaguely worded that it invites illegal racial profiling, says the League of United Latin American Citizens. Rudy Rosales is the Texas director of LULAC.
Well, I mean, you hit it right on the nose. It's vague for a reason. It's meant to intimidate and to harass.
He says the governor's actions do nothing to help solve the humanitarian crisis at the border.
I don't have an answer for what's going on. I don't claim to. But I say the first thing we need to do is address the humanitarian issue of it all. Nobody wants people smuggling children. Nobody wants open borders. We want well-regulated humanitarian relief for those that come here seeking justice, seeking a better way of life.
Instead, he says the governor's just sowing chaos and ratcheting up tensions at the border. LULAC, among others, is contemplating a lawsuit. The legality of Abbott's executive orders is likely to be determined by the courts. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.